California's absurd and stupid policies just keep on coming. And on today's video, I'm going to tell you why we, as freedom-loving Americans who value the Constitution, who want to raise our families and make a good living, why we all need to care about what's going on in California, even if we don't live there. But if you do live there, you doubly need to care. Is that a word? Yeah, I think it is. Anyhow, let's go.
This is the Dima Show.
Dima Show.
A unique perspective on entrepreneurship, real estate, business, finance, politics, and current events with a big dose of common sense. Warning.
Warning.
If you're easily offended, this is not the podcast for you. Listen at your own risk.
Hey, what's up, you guys? I am Dima. Thanks for tuning in. I just came back from a trip to California, and while I had an amazing time visiting my friends and my family and hanging out and playing golf and doing all kinds of fun stuff, the state is a complete disaster. People are leaving or talking about leaving. Everyone hates it there. There's no culture. There's no state pride. None of that good stuff. And worst of all, most of the policies coming out of the California legislature, the governor's office, are all a hot pile of garbage. I'm going to highlight two of them for you today specifically. And most importantly, later in the video, I'm going to tell you why you and me and all of us need to care about what's happening in California, even if we don't live there. And like I said, if you do live there, even more so, you need to care what's happening, even if you decide to leave. So let's dive in and take a look at this first absurd and ridiculous thing coming out of what used to be the Golden State. All right, guys, so the first thing coming out of California is that a California panel set to release a report calling for comprehensive reparations to Black Americans. California Governor Newsom signed legislation establishing the Reparations Task Force in 2020. Guys, let me start out by saying that California entered the Union as a free state. That's right. No one in California owned slaves or is a descendant of slave owners, and no one in California was an actual slave in the state. So, what is this all about, guys? In one word, it's all about pandering. Pandering to the socialist base. And I will tell you that most prominent and logical people, no matter their skin color, white, black, doesn't matter, they do not favor something like this because ultimately it really makes no sense. But let's take a look at exactly what it says here to see what they want to do, what they're trying to do, and then we'll debunk this nonsense. And like I said, we'll tell you why we need to care about it. So a California task force on reparations, the first of its kind in the nation, is set to release a report on Wednesday outlining several ways to address what it believes to be the wrongs committed by the state against Black Americans. Again, remember, free state. The report calls for expanded voter registration, policies to hold police more accountable in cases of alleged brutality, and recommends the creation of a special office that would in part help Black Americans who descended from free or enslaved people in the country at the end of the 19th century document their eligibility for financial restitution. I'm sorry. The report, which runs 500 pages, will be the first government commissioned study on harms against the African American community since the 1968 Kerner Commission report ordered by President Lyndon Johnson, Task Force Chair Camilla Moore said. So the first thing, guys, I want to point out is that this is not only for slavery, but what they're trying to do now is they're trying to expand this in California to just reparations for any harms committed to the Black community. As I said, I have talked to my friends on all sides of the aisle, Black Americans, white Americans, knowledgeable people. No one wants this type of thing to happen, but unfortunately, the liberal politicians in California want to pander to their base and want to say that they are doing something to end or to create reparations for things that happened 180 years ago. Again, California came into the Union as a free state. It's always been a free state. And so this to me is just completely absurd, completely ridiculous, and just complete nonsense. However, the problem with this, guys, is that the things that happen in liberal California tend to spread their tentacles out to the rest of the country. So if you're sitting in a different state, maybe you move to Texas like me, and you're thinking, well, this could never happen here. That would never come here. Guys, I got to tell you that what starts there starts to spread. And these are the types of things that really can sabotage an entire country, because stuff like this, it is discriminatory. When you read this article, it talks about creating schools that are segregated again. I mean, it's almost like we're going back in time instead of going forward. It's pure nonsense. It's pure stupidity. And I would expect nothing less out of California, excuse me. And so, guys, when we look at this, we gotta care whether we live there or not, because again, it affects us in other states. There are so many people leaving California for many, many reasons. I left, a lot of my friends have left, and the problem is that they just keep doing this stuff and they don't really care. Now, as bad as that one is, I'm gonna show you something else that might be equal or even worse. So recently, Governor Gavin Newsom, the name that shall not be named, sent a tweet saying that he is going to institute the biggest gun buyback program in American history. Now, guys, this came on the wake, of course, of the Uvalde school massacre. We've talked about that on the channel. It was a very, very unfortunate, evil, and terrible event that happened. And that has sent liberals into a frenzy of gun control. I believe there are many gun bills and packages that are about to be introduced in the government where they want to ban guns and do all kinds of crazy stuff. Joe Biden recently said that he needs to ban all 9mm guns, which are the most common in the United States. But Newsom is taking this a step further, saying that he's going to do a gun buyback program, the biggest of its kind. Now, guys, I'm here to tell you that a gun buyback is just about the stupidest, dumbest, and nonsensical thing you can do. Here is a great article that talks about it. I just want to go through some of these points with you. And then, of course, as I did with the reparations, I'm going to tell you why we all, as freedom-loving Americans, as entrepreneurs who are providing for our families, who are going about our business, who value the Constitution, who value the Second Amendment, why we all need to care. Hey guys, but before we do that, if you like what you're hearing and you're getting value from this show, please be sure to give me a 5-star review so that it's shared with more people. And now, back to the show. Okay guys, so here we go. Gavin Newsom promises that California is going to enact the largest gun buyback program in the nation. Though we don't know the specifics yet, we do know the effort will fail as it conflicts with many basic rules of economics. But, you know, liberals don't really care about that. Facts, economics, that stuff doesn't matter. Most buyback programs work the same way. The police set up a day and time where people show up and hand over their unwanted guns, no questions asked. Of the weapons collected, the ones that turn out to be stolen or connected to a crime are confiscated, and the rest are either melted down or recycled. The first problem is that buybacks attract people least likely to be involved in criminality. That's right, guys. It's not the criminals who are giving back their guns. More than a decade ago, Oakland police offered $250 per gun, no question asked, no ID required. Among those taking advantage were out-of-state retirees with trunkfuls of old weapons and gun dealers who were trading in their cheapest guns for profit. You're not getting firearms off the streets. You're getting a rusty gun out of some geezer's attic. In 2012, after another buyback, Oakland police were bragging about collecting a rifle with a bayonet and a 3-inch Derringer. When police pay for largely out-of-commission rifles and revolvers, all buyback programs do is increase the value of old guns. The article continues, indeed, if buyback programs offer less than the market value, a gun owner can simply take their weapon to a dealer. When Tucson ran a buyback program, the city collected around 200 firearms, most of them out of commission. Why? A few hundred feet away, reported the Cincinnati Inquirer, gun dealers set up tables and offered cash for any guns in good enough condition to resell. When Seattle put on a buyback program, signs like money for assault rifles or fast cash for your gun began appearing nearby. Then again, if the state offers above market value for a firearm, sellers can take the profit and buy a new gun. Buyback programs may well be putting more modern guns in the hands of civilians. What buyback programs don't do is attract the kind of guns that are used in the vast majority of murders. criminals aren't handing back their 9mm handguns because black market firearms are likely worth considerably more than $250 or $500. Buyback programs exemplify the downside of focusing on guns rather than criminals. What they do not do, as virtually every study on the program has shown, is mitigate criminality or suicide. So guys, again, pandering 101. Gavin Newsom pandering to his base saying, I'm going to do the biggest buyback program in history. Although all the facts say that buyback programs don't work, all the facts say that they don't decrease guns, they don't take guns off the streets, and they don't decrease crime. But other than that, they're fantastic. Guys, this is just plain dumb and stupid. And again, what I would expect out of California politicians. Now, again, why should we care? And that is the crux of this video. The reason we should care in this case, guys, has to do with gun control. You see, Democrats, whenever things happen, mass shootings and things like that, which again are completely unfortunate, terrible things, they focus on the wrong thing. They go straight to focusing on firearms when they should be focused on our family values in this country, as I talked about on another video recently and alive. If you're not subscribed, make sure you do so you can catch all of that kind of stuff and hit the bell icon so you get the notifications. Democrats don't focus on family values. Democrats don't focus on mental health other than wanting to do a whole bunch of free stuff and give away free programs. And Democrats don't focus on gun safety and education. If we focused on those things, instead of just saying, oh, we're going to buy back guns or we're going to ban guns, which does not decrease the guns that criminals have. Criminals aren't giving back their guns. As you saw in that article, criminals don't care about gun laws. They're criminals. If I wanted to commit a murder, which obviously I don't, would I really care if California has a ban on 10 round magazines or more? Wouldn't affect me in the slightest. And so the reason that we need to care about this stuff is, again, it spreads its tentacles. Democrats only care about banning guns, getting rid of the Second Amendment, and going around through over destroying our Constitution of the United States of America. And so as freedom-loving Americans who love the Constitution, who respect the Constitution, it's our duty to protect it and make sure that this kind of stuff does not spread to the rest of the country. It's very important that we focus on making sure that all of these dumb California policies don't make their way to other states. Here in Texas, Beto O'Rourke, who's running for governor, basically echoes all of the nonsense that Gavin Newsom and all of the liberal politicians espouse in the other states. And so we got to be diligent. We got to make sure that we stop this kind of stuff. And we also have to make sure that we don't ever have the complacent mentality that it can't come here. I was talking to my dad while I was in California this weekend, and he was telling me that when we came to California from the former Soviet Union in 1979, it was a beautiful place. It was an amazing state, conservative values, all of that stuff. And look what has happened over the last 30 years, how all of that has been eroded, how it's become the complete opposite of that, and how everyone who loves America, who loves the Constitution, who loves this country is now leaving that state. Everyone who wants freedom of liberty, of business, to do their business without being overtaxed, without being overregulated, without telling us how to raise our kids. All of those people, me included, are leaving that state for the freedom offered by states like Texas, like Florida. And we have to make sure that the things here in our states don't change and that these places do not become like California.
Thanks for tuning in to The Dima Show. If you got value from this podcast, do me a favor and share it with someone you know or give me a shout out on your social channels and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Also, throw in a 5-star review wherever you're listening so that the show is shared with more people. I'll catch you on the next episode. Dima out.
This has been The Dima Show. All information and content provided is for informational purposes only, and you should not construe any such information or other material as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice.
Bye-bye.